pick up the phone now because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
So you get this idea for your company. Great, but then...
It's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
If you'd like to turn your yard into a gorgeous, colorful oasis, visit Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center in Wildwood. Stroll through 8 acres of beautiful, high-quality trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals. Pasiglia's is like no other garden center. It's really like the botanical garden. The staff will listen to your questions and offer advice and suggestions to help with your landscaping needs. Plus, they offer complete landscape design and installation services. So if you've been thinking about an outdoor kitchen, or if you need pavers or retaining walls, book your appointment for your fall outdoor project. Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109, across the street from Lafayette High School in Wildwood. Call 636-458-9202. Stop in and stroll around, or check them out online at pasiglia.com. From container gardening to magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, and pool areas, Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center is your source for the outdoors.
Same great show, same strong signal. New great host. Yeah, it's the Yard Sale Show with the new twist. Hi, I'm Farmer Dave Schumacher. Since Paul Warner's retiring, beginning September 16th, I'm taking the reins of one of the longest-running radio shows in the Metro St. Louis. On a radio station with a signal that covers everywhere from Carlisle to Chesterfield, from Washington to Westview, from O'Fallon to O'Fallon. And that covers a lot of yards. The Yard Sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, here's what's on tap. Scott Sherman's in the room, and he is here to help you. I see a couple of lines blinking already, to be fair, so that everybody has a chance. Here are the numbers, and after I do a bit of business, he's all yours. And he's here to help you at no charge. And, you know, sometimes a couple people call thinking they had a case and they really didn't. And other people have a massive case and should go after whatever they should go after and didn't even realize it. So that's what Scott Sherman's here for. Please call. I would call now while the numbers are fresh in your head, because once they load up, there's not much of an opening, except immediately when somebody finishes and hangs up, if you're lucky enough to get in. Here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And of course, that's still 969-5877. And look at these phones. Or 888-550-KTRS. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. Amanda, do you know the song Down in the Valley? Down in the Valley, Valley So Low.
So low.
Hang your head over.
Yes, I've heard your show 1,000 times. Of course I hear it.
Now, why does she sound so low to me? Is she just talking?
She just talked there.
Yeah, you gotta speak.
Okay.
So, here's what I'd like to do, since Amini's is down in the valley. Dan, you have the harmonica? Trevor, do you know the words to Down in the Valley?
Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over.
Hear the wind blow.
And that's all we need. And as you sing it, as you listen to it, I want you all to think of Amini's. Visualize it. Down in the valley, in the heart of the valley. Visualize that copper dome on that building. Visualize walking inside going, "What? I've never seen anything like this. Look at this. Look at the variety of things they have, but no junk." So here we go, Down in the Valley. Dan, give us a note. Perfect. One, two,
Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Wow. That's a big crowd.
Yeah.
And again, on a stack of Bibles with a polygraph machine attached to any of us, there was not any rehearsal for that. That was spontaneous. And I know, almost impossible to believe. Amini's. Here's what else is impossible to believe. That there's a store that would sell the variety of categories that they do, and that not in any category can you find anything that's junk. Because everything they sell, there are other people who will sell it. Not all the same things together, but there are other places to buy patio furniture, and some of it's pretty good. Pretty good. Some of it's mediocre, some of it's crap. And when we were younger and didn't have any money, we settled for crap. And about a year later, we had to replace it because once it went through four seasons, it was no good anymore. It started falling apart. They don't sell any junk. They sell the finest patio furniture made in the world. Same is true of the other furniture they sell for other rooms of the house, or the accent pieces, or the Jaffe lighting, which is upstairs. Jaffe lighting. If you're not familiar with it, you need to get familiar with it. You just walk up the stairs and wow, you see what you're going to encounter there. Now let's talk about fun stuff and games like pinball and shuffleboard and arcade games, jukeboxes, pool tables. It's all there. And the reason a lot of people like to shop there is it's the one place they can go and take kids, and the kids aren't tugging on them. When are you going to leave? They don't want to leave. They're glued to, locked in on some arcade driving game or a pinball machine, and they welcome anybody in the family. Mom and dad can play too. But check out those rugs, those beautiful handmade or machine-made rugs. I don't think you will ever go anywhere and see as many as you'll see at Amini's. It is a fantastic store. And my goal is to get everybody in there once, because if I can get you in there once, you'll go twice. You'll go back and you'll go back again. It becomes a destination. It used to be a place you go, oh, well, if we're going to be in Chesterfield Valley, we'll go there. No, you'll go to Chesterfield Valley just to go to Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. You'll sing along with this song.
Yeah.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
You know, sadly, you're actually starting to be on key.
I'm better when I sing along with something.
Well, let's see. Stop the music. Sing it without. Go ahead.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
Yeah, you're right. You are better with the company, that's for sure. Scott Sherman is here. He's ready to take. Scott, you ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right. This is where we help a lot of people, or at least as many as we can get in between now and 5 o'clock. We'll start with Sue. Sue, hello. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Scott, I talked to you probably in August, the beginning of August, and told you about a problem I was having in my apartment complex about the backup sewer in the basement.
Yes, ma'am.
It has happened again, and over this past weekend, I talked to the landlord, and she explained that everyone is on holiday and that she would not be able to get anybody there until Tuesday. I explained to her that my attorney, Scott Sherman, has given me many ideas and courses of action. Surprisingly, she came or had somebody come and squirt the basement down, which is good.
That's
okay?
Good.
But we still remain of, it was not cleaned to its fullest potential, we'll say. We still have remains in the basement. Ooh. I have called the city health inspector, spoke to them. Well, I left a message on Tuesday. We played full take on Wednesday. Today's Thursday. I expected them to show up, and they haven't come here yet. We, three out of the four tenants, are holding back our rent like you said we could do. What else can I do besides we do have pictures? This has been happening. This is number six for 2017 that it's been backed up.
Sue, can I ask you a question? Has this landlady received to this point any sort of official notice on a, with attorney letterhead on it?
No, sir.
There's your problem. Scott, it's all yours.
That's one great suggestion. Send me an email. I have a landlord-tenant specialist that's a friend of mine in my office building, and I will refer you to him. All three of you can defer the cost of the letter, which is not going to be that much. One other thing would be this. Talk to your other neighbors and see if they would be willing to go in and, be, for health reasons, contact one of these companies that do this service. It's not going to be that expensive because it's, I guess it's concrete, it's a basement, there's not any carpet or any
correct.
Subfloor.
Correct. Right.
Get a bid on what it would be to come and make that clean and livable, and if the three of you could go in on the cost, it would help defray it, and you also would have damages. My concern would be that if you withhold rent too long, you could get in a situation where you might get evicted and not have a place to stay.
Can I make a suggestion? You're eating that microphone. Can you bump his level and have him not be quite so close? Because you're so far too chewing it up or something.
Sure.
There you go.
How's that?
Back it up a little bit more? Back
yes,
up.
Sir.
There you look go. At that. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Talk to your neighbors. See if that is something that they're willing to defray the cost of together. Get a bid, have somebody come out, and really make that safe. That's more important than whether or not the landlord does it, is your health. Because with mold and with all the other airborne toxins, you could get sick.
Correct. So, and that's where our washers and dryers are, and I have two or three loads of laundry that I will not do.
You have pets? Do you have any animals? You don't want them smelling that stuff either. So send me an email. I'll give you the name of the landlord-tenant lawyer. But get with your neighbors and have somebody come over there and really scrub that place. And then you can use that as a damage to demand from your landlord.
Okay, send an email. Now, apparently I do not have your correct email address. I thought it was the law office of Scott Sherman.
There's no the. Give it to her. Give it to her.
Law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
That's what did it. And law office of Scott Sherman, gmail.com.
And Sue, seriously, at some point they're gonna have to get hit with an email from an attorney because they're not scared of you.
I'll give you the name before the end of the day.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Sue. All right, that makes a line. When anybody drops, a line is open. Really, real quickly, for most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. Other phones, 314-969 KTRS or 888-550 KTRS. This is Jeff. Jeff, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott. How are you today?
Great, Jeff. How are you?
Great. I'm AM and the PM. All right, great. Hey, I'm going to try and make this as quick as I can for you. I have a question because I don't know if I have a case, and that's basically it. Back in March, I suffered heart chest problems, and I had what I would consider, I guess, a heart attack, but it really wasn't a total heart attack. And so I, came back with my pains in my chest, told the wife, hey, we got to go to the hospital. And naturally, you go, in those situations, you go to the first hospital. So I went to the closest hospital to my house and went in and they, emergency room, and they said, oh, yes, heart problems, yes, you get right away service, which was great. They gave me great service. They helped me out. My chest pains went away. As it turned out, I was having heart problems. Issues, so they decided to keep me, and then they said, well, we'll find a room for you to spend the night. So I said, okay, fine. Well, the next day came around, and then they said, you know what, we're going to do an exam and run an instrument up your leg. I don't remember the test, but it was
it's an angiogram.
Right, correct. And then they're going to see what my heart looks like, and they were going to either put a stent in, if so be it. So the next day came around, they did that, and lo and behold, when I woke up from that, it did not work. And then they told me the great news. They told me it didn't work, so we're going to have to send you to a different hospital. And we got kind of some sad news. We just now checked your insurance, and you are out of network with our hospital. So we are trying to find you an in-network hospital. Yeah. And I said, shouldn't we have checked whether my insurance covers the procedure before we do the procedure? And they said, don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Everything will be fine.
Right.
And they reassured me. Then they said, we're going to even ship you by ambulance. And I said, do I have to go by ambulance? Said, oh, yes, because you got the thing on your leg there. And, you know, we got to go. So nicely, you know, they ended up shipping me to Missouri Baptist, which was a great hospital for that situation, and was in my network, and I'm still here to talk to you. So lo and behold, it all went well. Now, it's been a couple months later, and can you believe that I am getting bills for this operation that they did, and my insurance company says, well, you're out of network. We're paying zero on that.
Of course we believe it. Of course
yeah.
we believe it. Of course they wanted to take an ambulance. They make money off of that. Scott, what does this guy do? This is a great case, and he's not the only person this has ever happened to.
Well, on emergent care, when something's an emergency, which it was because of your symptoms, they can't deny you treatment. Now, whether something's in network or out of network, I would tell your insurance company, look, this was not a choice I had. This was a life and death situation. So I wasn't making an elective decision. It wasn't an elective surgery. So you guys need to cover this, or at least you need to knock this down from the charged rate to what my contract rate is. And that's something that I would deal with your health carrier on. Now, as far as transferring you by ambulance to the other medical facility, you haven't had that same issue. It's not like they said it was in network and it turned out to be out of network. You're getting covered on that, right? Even the ambulance transport?
The ambulance was, they covered 60% of the ambulance, and then they want me to cover 40% on that, you know? But, you know, when I was at the first hospital, there, I don't want to go through all of the knick-knack little bills of the testing and the doctors this and the doctor that, but it ended up being around $22,000-$23,000 now that they're wanting me to pay.
No.
Well, that's what's left. That's the full price of it. They're not going to adjust it. They're not going to...
Well, they haven't adjusted anything. What they're doing now is they're calling me and they're starting to say this is going to go to collection.
Go through your health plan. Make whatever appeals you can. And your basic argument is none of this was elective, in network, out of network. You don't know about that. All you know is you were having you thought was a heart attack, and you went to a place and they have to treat you, and this should be covered. And if it's not paid for, it certainly should be deducted to the contract rate that all the health plans are.
Jeff, don't be like most people would be. Most people would think, well, they got me, and I'm just going to have to figure out a way to pay this over the next 20 years. No, because you're right. When you think you're having a heart attack, you're going to go the fastest and to the closest place you can, and until you are able to shop, you do what they advise you to do because you think it's saving your life. You're going to have to get tough, and if they aren't willing to bend, Scott, again, they need to hear from an attorney. What you'll pay for them to hear from an attorney is going to be a lot less than what they're trying to get you to pay without any adjustment.
And start that appeals process with your health plan, because you were not stabilized. You were transported. And the emergency room's job is to stabilize you. And there's a law. This law has been around since Ronald Reagan was president. He's the one that signed it. They have to stabilize you. Now, who's going to pay that bill might come into whether or not you have a health plan that has a contract with that provider. But this is emergent care. And under most circumstances, at the very least, your plan can force the provider who is overcharging on purpose. We've just had legislation that was passed about this in civil cases. They charge way more than they know it's actually worth because they know the percentage that they're going to accept in payment. You are never responsible and should never be for 100% of the billed amount at a medical facility, but you should be entitled to at least the knockdown to the contract rate. And then if you are of little means and one of these hospitals is a nonprofit, there are very nice people that do charity work. They'll accept pennies on the dollar, but I don't want you to just sit there, as Frank said, and wait for the collection agency to make the deal. There's a lot you can do, but I'd start with your health plan dealing with them. Or a
lawyer. I did file an appeal with them, and they, you know, now have saying, okay, well, we'll send you a letter and let you know what happens. And I was just curious. So after I do my health plan, they can't go any farther. Do I have a case against the hospital? Like I would have to sue the hospital for that, or can I just say, hey, you guys are going to have to eat it?
I'd start negotiating with them because they provided the service, and the question is going to be, what's the reasonable charge for the service? And for someone who would be considered uninsured, it's way less than they'd be suing you for. But I'm not sure you even have what the discount rate would be in your pocket. And you kind of have some of the cards. So give me an email. We can chat about it, and we can go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I will try and do that for you, or do that to you.
I'm glad you're feeling
I appreciate your time.
All right. And good luck, Jeff, with this. Let's take one more before we take a break. That will be, that's a good name, Frank. Frank, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott, and hello, Mr. Opinion.
How are you, Frank?
I'm doing fine, and as always, I am an opinion.
Hallelujah. What do you have for Scott?
Okay, it's a complex situation. Back in 04, I co-signed a student loan for an acquaintance to go up to Chicago and major in advertising. Yes, I agreed to one, but there were other applications that I did not fill out. Well, he only went to college 1 year. He dropped out. I ended up paying over $13,000, and there was five different debt collection agencies that talked to me, but they dropped me. This person only paid $200 and some odd. Then there were several hearings to have been held, but they were in contingency. Now, I don't know why this person didn't have to show up to court.
Was this, is this your grandson by any chance?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
A couple months ago, they neglected and they didn't dismiss the situation, but they put it on hold so I did not have to go to a trial. It wasn't going to be a jury, just was going to be in front of a judge. So since I put out the $13 plus my attorney fees, he only put out $200 and some odd. He took the rest of the money and ran, and he was state and skip hopping. I Googled him, and I have past addresses on this person, but I can't be for sure that's him. What are my options? If I do want to get my full $13,000 back plus my attorney fees.
Frank, before Scott says anything, can I ask you a question? Why would you be on the hook for that kind of money for somebody who's not related to you?
I knew his mother, and they were, as you would say, kind of in a hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Was working for the federal government,
mm-hmm.
and I was flying also part-time. And he seemed to be honest.
Yeah, well, everybody that has ever screwed me seemed to be honest. Did he come to you for the money and ask for the money? Or are you one of those good-hearted people that said, hey, let me help you out?
Brace yourself. They put it underneath my door frame.
Put what underneath your door frame?
The applications.
Why wouldn't they have the guts to at least sit down and talk to you?
Because they knew I was highly against it, and they were pressuring me, to be honest with you.
I don't know how anybody can pressure you to co-sign a loan for anything.
You're right. I'm not going to argue that point.
Now, here's your problem. You're too nice. You're too nice. And they knew. You're an easy mark. They knew that you would help. And in this world, people, when they're really nice, 9 out of every 10 times I've been nice to somebody, especially with money, it came back and bit me. So here's Scott to tell you what you can do. A
few legal things. One, Frank, you said you signed one of these applications but didn't sign the others. Did someone forge your name on the other applications?
Because I know how I make my letters in writing.
Okay. Is that a yes?
So the answer is yes, they forged your name.
Yes.
Well, did you tell your lawyer that that's not my signature? Were you ever in a deposition where somebody asked you under oath if that was your signature?
Deposition, but we compared the different applications, and there's only one that I signed.
Okay.
They even had one from Bank of America. I'm not even affiliated with Bank of America.
So it hasn't been decided yet whether you're responsible for anything more than the $13,000 you've already paid back. Is that right?
Right. I've been let go. I've been cleared of everything.
Okay. Now you have a lawyer for the case that's pending, right?
Well, they dropped it back in March.
Who's they? The lending companies?
No, the other party. The night before we were to go into court, my attorney received electronic statements stating that
from the loan company?
The other person's attorney.
Okay.
Sent my attorney a statement stating that they are going to waive the hearing for right now. But I understand they've got 10 years.
So who's suing who?
Yeah, I'm lost here. Yeah. Wait, what?
You're the defendant. You're being sued by somebody?
I am trying to sue them to get my money back.
Okay, them is the
people that, borrower.
You mean the deadbeat?
Yeah, the deadbeat.
Okay, good.
Not working.
So you filed a lawsuit against the deadbeat?
No, well, I got myself an attorney because I don't know much about law, let my attorney run with it. But I don't see how he could take the rest of the money from the college up in Chicago and run and then go to different cities and states.
Well, that's a crime, and that has nothing to do with you, and that's up to the federal officials to decide if he embezzled that money or not.
It's forgery. It's forgery.
And then there's a forgery element, too, as well, about how your name got on documents that you say you didn't. I think you would have remembered that.
Yes, we compared my writing to the other documents.
Did you ever graduate from high school or college?
What's the question?
Have you ever graduated from high school or college?
Oh, me? Yes, yeah.
You remember being at the ceremony?
Absolutely.
Well, then you'd remember signing the documents, whether you signed these papers or you didn't.
I only signed one back in 2004.
Exactly. So at this point, have you had a conversation with your lawyer about what you could do to sue this other person that took the money?
Yes, and the problem is my attorney doesn't know if he's working, doesn't know where he's at.
Collecting the thing. Okay, so at this point, you have no litigation going. You're out $13,000. Your lawyer suggests
that. And by the way, you have a horrible lawyer. If he can't find this guy, he's not much of an attorney.
Well, he mentioned possibly getting a private investigator.
Oh, good night. Here, tell him what to do, Scott.
I don't know what to do. That's why I'm calling in.
I know. He'll help you. Scott will help.
If this is about actually getting a judgment, it's quite simple. If it's about collecting the judgment and that lawyer said it might be difficult, that makes a lot of sense. What I think that you should do is go back to your lawyer and get a very clear answer in writing as to why he or she is not interested in pursuing this case against this deadbeat fool that took this money and stuck you with the $13,000. If it's about collection or about fees, it's one thing. It's about finding that person, that's another.
Yeah.
And then after you have that conversation, why don't you send me an email, since there's no active litigation, and we'll look into whether or not Somebody I know could do it.
And the reason, Frank, I think that your attorney is really not even interested in finding him is that the guy didn't have any money, whoever this is.
Let me also inject that $13,000 was only a part of the loan. Only part of the loan.
But I want to be very clear. No one is coming after Frank for any more money. You don't have a judgment against you. There's not active litigation. This was a lawsuit you filed for what's called contribution or for reimbursement against the deadbeat who was the defendant, and you were the plaintiff. Is that right?
You are absolutely correct.
Okay, excellent. Well, Frank, I'm not going to say anything about that lawyer that you have. What I would like to say is that you have a conversation with that lawyer and get it straight, get it in writing, and get it clear. Is he or she interested in pursuing this? And if not, why not?
Well, the statement that he makes to me is that this person probably isn't working, probably has no money. I would think that he could get access to his federal tax returns.
How much are you into the lawyer for out of your pocket?
I just paid out, I think, a little over $2,000, okay. And then the $13,000.
That's not an unreasonable amount of money for the work, but you understand this is not a contingency fee. It's not like this deadbeat ran into you with the car and hurt you and you've got $13,000 in medical bills. This is a very difficult case to turn into money. The question you have to ask, I would ask this lawyer first, give him the right of first refusal. Are you interested in pursuing this? If not, why not? Give it to me in writing. And then going forward, if you contact me, how much do you want to try and go after this deadbeat, even if you collect no money
but
your pocket?
If you let this guy get away with forgery, he's going to do it again. If he got away with it, he'll forge, he'll fake this guy's signature on something else.
That's why
he has
running.
To be shut down.
He's running, too, because of that. He knows if he gets caught for the forgery, he's doing time, right?
Yes, and I don't understand. His lawyer was up in Iowa, but the case was going to be here in St. Louis.
Got it.
But why didn't the other person not have to show up? I don't understand that.
They're supposed to. Did you ever contact the FBI about this forgery issue? They have a whole department about that.
No, it never crossed my mind.
Okay. Do you have Scott's email address? Because if you'll shoot him an email, he'll tell you how to get in touch with the FBI.
And, gmail.com.
That's it.
That's right.
It's gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's it. No, I'm kidding. Scott, tell him what it is.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Law Office
of
Scott Sherman. Okay.
Law Office of Scott Sherman.
I'm close.
Yeah. And Frank, not to confuse you, but if you ever want to contact our control board operator, it's limeyphillips at gmail.com.
Now you're just confusing
Frank, if you ever have English questions, I got you, buddy. Yeah. And I'm really sorry that somebody
Frank,
did this to
good
you.
Good luck with this. Give Scott, shoot him an email. And,
I will
and
do that.
Best of luck and stop being so nice, okay?
I will do that. Thanks for your suggestions.
Isn't that horrible that you have to tell people that?
That guy breaks my heart because we have so many people that are in need, and a guy that's big-hearted like that could help so many people.
Not even his grandson.
And who gets him? The grifter.
Yeah.
The one that it's like an easy mark. And that's the worst thing about people with big hearts. This is a huge problem. This man has been robbed of more money than not only he can afford, but most people can afford. And not only is it gone, because I don't think he ever expected to get it back, but it was a con.
Yeah. And here's the thing. When people get old, I don't know what it is that makes them either stupid or they become, it's not even, nice is not even the word, naive, gullible. Let me tell you something. When I get 85 years old, don't you come after me for a dollar. I'm going to be the meanest SOB that ever lived. I'm not giving you anything unless you're related to me.
And that's why those Joel Osteens and people like that have Lear jets, because people this give money to people like that. And then what do they do when there's a hurricane? Lock the doors on their parishioners.
It's false hope, Yeah, they take advantage of people. They exploit people. I hope to goodness, if I'm 85 or 90 years old, first of all, I doubt that I'll make it that long. But if I do, I hope that I never flip that switch, whatever it is, that makes you just want to help everybody that wants to screw you. I hope it doesn't happen. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We will finish your calls, finish it out with Scott Sherman. That first part of that break will be to try to convince you that you don't have to pay $567-800-900 a window to replace windows. There are windows that you can buy that are well over $1,000 a piece. Now, yeah, I mean, if you want to do that and you have the money and you want to be able to brag to your friends in whatever ritzy neighborhood you live in, oh, these windows are... how about this? How about bragging about the money you save because you were smart enough to have installed Window World windows, the number one selling replacement window in the United States in 14 and a half years. 14 and a half years. How can a company sell that many windows and skyrocket to the number one spot? There's only one way. Your window has to be everything you say it will be. It has to be more affordable for what it is than any other window. And you have to be willing to back up your lifetime warranty. They don't have to do that very often. I guess if a baseball or golf ball comes flying through it, but these windows don't just give out or crack or shatter. If they do, it's everything's covered. Lifetime warranty. And also the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, which only one other replacement window in the country has. Pretty impressive. That's why over 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area in just 14 and a half years have Window World windows. Big supporter of the show. We'll continue to be at the next stop. And you have to help us show them how much you appreciate keeping this show going, even in the new our new home. And you can do that by contacting them at 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. Got an accident blocking three right lanes. Only the left lane getting through now. Northbound Highway 55 between Potomac and 3200 South Broadway. Most of the traffic that's heavy now is going slow on southbound Highway 55 from 44 down to where this accident is, and then things open up after that. We're working with an accident on the right shoulder on westbound Highway 4064 after Spady. You've got slow traffic from Kings Highway all the way out through Spady, and then things open up after that. We do have southbound 270 stop and go north of Olive through Doherty Ferry, northbound 170 from 70 to 270, eastbound 270. We're hitting the brakes a little bit east of McDonald, and that goes through Washington Elizabeth, and also on westbound 4064, you're heavy in areas between Highway 94 out through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Demand for top talent is high. Let Account Temps help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who can hit the ground running. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. And I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
If you've been in business for over 67 years, you must be treating the customers right. If you need your heating and air conditioning repaired or replaced, call the people I rely on, Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Listen up, homeowners, remodelers, contractors, and landlords. Cabinets, Flooring, and More and E&B Granite is having the biggest cabinet and countertop sale in their history. This Saturday and Sunday, you can find brand new cabinets starting at just $20.
That's 20 bucks.
New vanities start at just $29. If you ever thought about new cabinets or countertops for your kitchen, bath, garage, or basement, you can't afford to miss this sale. Cabinets, Flooring, and More and E&B Granite is making room for their new showroom, so everything must go. 5-foot base cabinets, including a granite countertop, start at $199. Vanity tops from 2 feet to 5 feet start at just $19. These are brand new cabinets and countertops, and you'll never find another deal like this. Don't miss it this Saturday and Sunday at Cabinets, Flooring, and More and E&B Granite, 6135 Manchester at Hampton. Nothing will be held back at Cabinets, Flooring, and More and E&B Granite Warehouse Clearance Sale this Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss it.
Some exclusions apply. See Design Consultant for details. Attention homeowners. If you're considering new blinds, shade, shutters, or drapes, 3-Day Blinds brings the showroom right to your home with custom window fashions to fit your style and budget. Elevate the look of a room, window, or entire home and cut your utility bills with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Whether you know exactly what you want or not quite sure, we've got a great selection, and best of all, you can see them right in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds Design Consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Now, you can buy window treatments the smart way straight from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, we'll help design, measure, and install on your schedule and budget. Window fashion's all we do, and for nearly 40 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Through this special promotion, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. To schedule your free in-home design consultation, call 800-806-7422. That's 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422.
It only happens once a year, and it's happening now. The Midwest Floor Labor Day Spectacular. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, St. Louis's premier flooring company. Please join us for our biggest sale of the year, our Labor Day Spectacular, where you will find incredible savings on everything in our store. For the first time this year, save 30% on every carpet from every mill. Save 30% on every brand of hardwood flooring that we carry, and take 30% off every vinyl or laminate floor. Then Midwest Floor's Union Master Craftsmen will install your new flooring with all the care and quality that you deserve. So if you're thinking of new carpet, hardwood floors, ceramic tile, or any other type of flooring, Midwest Floor has the entire store at an incredible 30% savings. That's now through Saturday, September 9th, at both Midwest Floor locations in Brentwood and Chesterfield. See you at Midwest Floor's Labor Day Spectacular.
Know it. You'll love it. It's Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs, and now they're coming to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs!
You've had Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs in some area Home Depots. Now they're opening their first brick-and-mortar store in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs!
Stop by and watch the games on their TVs and enjoy all your favorite menu items, plus craft beers, fresh-cut fries, homemade chips, and deep-fried Oreos at the new Dirty Dogs coming to O'Fallon, Missouri, a mile north of I-64 and Highway K. Or check out Dirty Dogs with a Z, Hot Dogs with an S.com for details.
Hot diggity dogs!
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
JJS Floor, located at 2301 Gravois in the heart of the city, has a tremendous reputation for not only servicing residential customers, but also commercial, institutional, and industrial clients as well. And did you know that they are also a favorite of real estate and rehab investors because of their low prices and quick service? Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with the manufacturers to get you the best prices. And their service is second to none. JJS Flooring has the largest warehouse in the city and stocks all the most popular flooring. So if you're ready for new flooring, contact them today at 314-772-3996 or on the web at jjsfloor.com. Let JJS show you how they can save you money. Shop the city and save. JJS Flooring. Like them on Facebook.
Want to taste the sauce and toss flavors of CeCe's Wings on your pizza? Well, now you can with three pizzas inspired by wings. Now on CeCe's Buffet for just $5 and change. Prices may vary.
I just looked at the screen to see the names of the callers, and the screen is completely black. Wouldn't you know it? Now it's back. Here we go. Joe, I barely going to make it here. Joe, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott Sherman, how you doing?
Great, Joe.
No, he didn't have his mic on. Whose fault was that, Limey? Tell
that me. Was my fault. Tell Slenderman's fault.
Limey Phillips.
Go I ahead. Am Limey Phillips.
All right, what do you got for Scott?
How you doing, Scott? And hi, Frank. Hi, Dan. Limey Phillips and hey, Amanda. Way to go.
Thank you, Joe.
You're a top shelf, Amanda.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Scott. My issue is I used to have a loan with Washington Mutual. And they had contacted me one time, and I got a like a, an insurance program, like protection program, attached to my loan for $19.50 a month, and I changed, refinance, and I did not approve to do that, and they're still taking out of my bank account every month. And it's through NUPIC, National Union Fire Insurance Company.
You got to get a copy of that loan agreement and see if they had the right to transfer that, or if that was something that you had to automatically, or that you had to actually approve. It's all about the details, and the devil is in the details of all of these loan agreements. Nobody reads them, but if you have it, if you have a copy of that, and you'd like somebody to review it and see if they're screwing you around, send me an email. And I will put you in touch with somebody that's a really good contracts person to see if indeed.
And if he doesn't have it, he has the right to request it.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, they're really frustrating because I've called them and asked them to cancel. I've requested copies of my policy, and they won't send it to me.
Well, and if it comes down to it, once again, we always go back to this. You're nothing to them. If they think they can keep taking money out, they will. You have to get their attention with an attorney letterhead, an attorney email.
And I've got a fantastic consumer lawyer. These are very few of these people. This guy's the best one in town, and this is the kind of stuff lenders screwing people or taking out fees that they're not entitled to, that not only is he really good at, but is also the basis of many class action suits. Washington Mutual's been involved in one of them. You name it, any lending institution, they've been hit for hundreds of millions of dollars. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, you name it. But you've got to find this and see that it's something that's inappropriate. So send me an email, and I'll put you in touch with the best consumer lawyer in town, and you can go from there.
And Joe, do you have his email address?
Oh, yeah, law office of Scott Sherman, gmail.com.
Hey, somebody who's
not right. Changing nothing.
All right, Joe, good luck with that.
And thank you. He's already spoke for me, and you guys, I'm looking forward to the yard sale with Scott on the Saturday morning.
Well, it'll be there. Thank you so much, Joe. We appreciate the loyalty. And if you want to play his theme music, you can. It'll take us right up to the top of the hour. Folks, once again, he will be back next Thursday. That will be the last Thursday on this station, but we'll pick up October 5th. Let me make sure that's right. 3rd, 4th, 5th, Tuesday. Yes, October 5th, because we hit the airwaves October 2nd at the new place, and it'll be business as usual with Scott Sherman here to help you. So how about a round of applause for Scott Sherman? And once again, give them that email address.
It's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And if any business people or residential people were flooded out by the Merrimack River flood this spring, send me an email. There's a lot of action on that on the other side of the state, and maybe we can help you too.
All right. And at the sound effects machine, I couldn't be prouder of my daughter, the sound effects queen, and she will continue to man that station as we work our way into the playhouse with